tumbled ruins.
Nothing here. Why don't we cut and run, Ryan? Wasting time in this sinkhole.
Not worth going in, is it? There's not likely to be anything worth the looking.
Horrible stink!
Wind is rising, my friends.
Doc's mane of silvery hair was blowing around his face. Emma's black skirt was tugging at her ankles.
Tornado. Getting close. No way of avoiding it now. We're in way too deep.
Could be.
Ryan blinked as dust peppered them from the wind swirling around the ravaged buildings. The armorer took Mildred by the hand.
Shelter, come on now.
The street ahead looked like it had been a mix of stores and apartment houses. Many buildings lacked roofs. There wasn't a single pane of glass for miles around. But walls still stood firm against the elements. Ryan led them quickly along. Rats as big as dogs scattered at their coming, some of the bolder ones stopping and going up on their back paws as if they were prepared to do battle. Dean drew his big handgun and started to level it at a particularly large, verminous brute with scarred flanks.
Put that away, boy. You don't know what's living in this place.
Ghoulies?
Dean looked around in the deepening gloom.
Good place for them.
Got a strong feeling about this place. Something's walking here, and they aren't walking alone. You feel them, Emma?
Sorry, but I'm not getting anything right now.
Jack suddenly pointed to their left. A tall, skinny body lay sprawled, half in and half out of the doorway. It didn't look like it had been there very long. It was barefoot and shirtless, but still had on ragged pants. They moved a little closer, everyone now with guns drawn and ready. The chest of the body had been ripped open, and all of the organs had been torn out. The face had been stripped of flesh, leaving only the smeared white of the skull. Something had sliced the throat open from ear to ear.
Look at the poor bastard's hair. Remember the Lincoln Inn?
The corpse had dyed hair, half blue and half green.
I told him. Told him what would happen.
A ghastly horde of ghoulies crept out of the rubble's cracks and crevices. And nobody saw the creatures until they were almost on top of them. Jack was quickest, spinning and tossing one of his throwing knives straight to the throat of the nearest mutie, sending it staggering back. Ryan squeezed the trigger on the 9mm Sig Sauer as he turned, but his foot slipped in the slimy dirt, and the bullet went wide.
Oh, shit!
The very next moment, he was fighting for his life against two of the ghoulies. They were so close to him, he could only start using the Sig Sauer as a clumsy club. This pair was armed with blades. It was desperate work, dodging and weaving, trying to parry the lethal weapons of the ghoulies with a 4.5-inch barrel of the Sig Sauer. The curtain of solid rain parted for a moment, and a small, bedraggled figure, dressed all in black, stumbled over the edge of the sidewalk and cannoned into the taller of the ghoulies, sending him sliding into his colleague. It was the heartbeat of space that Ryan needed.
Fuck you!
Ryan glanced at Emma to thank her. She had already vanished.
Oh, shit.
Suddenly, the rain stopped. Ryan stood frozen, unable to believe what he was seeing. The clouds were circling above his head, and the noise was staggering. Scything along the wide avenue, keeping to its center, was a tornado.
Gaia, damn it.
The funneled top looked to be a mile or more wide, circling like a great whirlpool, while the 50-foot-wide tail was skipping along, sucking up small trees and chunks of debris. As Ryan stared at it, he saw the whole wall of a house sucked into oblivion, hundreds of bricks scattering out of the side of the whirlwind funnel, like mortar shells.
Get under cover!
The heart of the storm was nearly on top of them. Ryan could do nothing for the others. He had half a dozen beats of the heart to save himself. Glancing quickly from left to right, he saw the half-open door to a 3-story building. He sprinted for it, holstering his gun as he moved, shouldering through the door, splintering it off its hinges, and crashing inside. He had only a nanosecond to realize that someone had taken out the entire floor for firewood. He fell into the basement.
Mud.
He slid into deep mud, the consistency of molasses, cold and noisome. He began to sink helplessly into the clinging ooze. The tornado was raging right on top of him. Then came darkness and silence.
Come on! Hey!
Christy scooped Dean under one arm carrying the kicking boy to the right-hand side of the street, heading for a detached house that still had a third of its roof in place. There was no door, and she dove in, seeing in the pulsing gloom that most of the staircase remained.
Under there!
She threw the boy under the cover of the stairs and jumped on top of him. JB and Mildred went for the building opposite, spotting Ryan crashing into the storefront next door. There was an odd display unit nearby, and they both went for it, hugging each other tightly. Emma looked at the raging tornado as though she saw her own death riding toward her. She resisted Jack's hand as he pulled at her to try to steer her toward safety.
No, it's my turn.
To hell with that!
She allowed him to drag her to the same side of the street as Christy and Dean, where they both flattened themselves against the front wall, directly beneath the broken window. There'd been no time to find anywhere safer. Doc was last and slowest to seek shelter, hindered by one of the ghoulies, its eyes and mouth stretched in a rictus of terror, who blocked him off from getting under cover in one of the buildings.
Damn you! Get out of my buggering way!
Doc pushed the dying creature aside, his knees creaking as he powered himself into a laborious, clumsy sprint for safety into a doorway. The pressure in Ryan's ears rose and fell sharply while the heart of the tornado passed directly over the building where he'd run for shelter. The eye passed over briefly, and the chaos resumed. The joists of the first floor of the building were a dozen feet above his head, stained with mold, several of them either rotted away or taken for fuel like the floorboards. The cellar was roughly 20 feet square, and Ryan had landed roughly in its center, immediately sinking to mid-thigh in the cold, slimy ooze. Only when he looked around him did Ryan realize that one of the murderous gang of ghoulies had made the same mistake, leaping for safety from the teeth of the storm, landing in the deep lake of mud that filled the basement. The ghoulie, barely 5 feet tall, had landed near one of the walls and had immediately tried to reach the furrowed brickwork and breeze blocks to steady himself. But he'd failed and had gone face down in the stinking tentacles. Ryan kept himself very still, remembering Trader's advice about quicksand. Throw yourself flat and don't try to struggle. You just drown yourself that much quicker. It looked like the ghoulie had followed that advice, which actually didn't seem very sound. The mutie was dying right in front of Ryan, a sucking pit of mud pulling the creature down, bubbling and heaving as it shrouded him. Ryan holstered the Sig Sauer and brandished the Ponga, waiting with all the patience he could muster for his friends to come and rescue him. What Ryan hadn't reckoned on was the tornado, blindly erratic, revolving about on its own axis and coming back along precisely the same path.
For the love of all that is holy!
The buffeting shock was now far more powerful. Once again, it brought rain racing ahead of it like a solid wall, bursting over the derelict suburbs of the hole, bringing down walls and roofs, filling the very air itself with a bedlam of screaming chaos. Doc had thought it was over and was in the act of returning to the open air when he glimpsed the sinister funnel storming its way toward him along a narrow corridor of total destruction. He dove into the building that he thought Jack and Emma had chosen, reaching it just as the whirlwind struck again. The ghoulie hadn't lasted long in the mud. Ryan figured that the creature had inhaled a mouthful of the watery slime as soon as he fell in, and it had been downhill from there. The movement had stopped, and only the hump of the mutie's shoulders and one arm were visible above the filth, now sinking very slowly, held up by pockets of air in the ragged clothes. Ryan was now waist-deep himself, with nothing below his feet to indicate the depth in the cellar. The stuff was too thick and clinging for there to be any possibility of swimming. Ryan had already decided that he would make a last effort if it got to his chest, and if that failed, he'd swallow the muzzle of the Sig Sauer. It was as simple as that.
Anyone there?
Guess not. Damn.
Dean pushed his way out of Christie's protective embrace, walking out into the aftermath of the morning storm. It was still raining, but the sun had broken through, casting a rainbow to the south of the hole. Christy was at his heels.
Get your blaster out, Dean. You know better than that. Ghoulies could be around.
Tornado sucked him up and spread him thin all over. Nobody out here.
Christy looked around, shocked at the devastation left by the receding storm.
Doesn't seem possible.
This part of the old Ville was already a total wreck. How can anything happen?